Brian Croft with SIU's Touch of Nature. Hello, Brian.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine and dandy. And I just want to ask you, how's your garden doing these days? You're a gardener, right?
I pretend to be. You know, and when you're an outdoor guy, everyone's like,
yeah,
right? And so there's two versions of Brian the gardener. There's springtime. Springtime Brian, he's out there with his overalls, getting the first sunburn of the season. You know,
feels good.
I'm planting. I'm like, "You know what? I should plant more cucumbers because I'm going to need them." Right,
you're going to need them.
Now, let's fast forward to August, Brian. He stopped caring a while ago. We play the is it a plant or weed game, play that often. And now it's either all everything that I want is dead. And then all that's left, cucumbers.
Cucumbers is it.
And so if you want cucumber salad, cucumber water, and I got to tell you, all these people that are like, cucumbers are so refreshing.
Yeah.
Never have I, like, I'm having a tough day. I'm going to go home and have some cucumbers. So if that is any of your listeners, like, teach me how to be you.
Yeah.
Because I want to look at a cucumber and be like, that's what I've been dreaming about.
Man, I've been thinking about that cucumber all day. It is amazing. Like, I like the idea of having a garden. I love that idea.
Yeah.
But then I did it one time.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, no way, Jose.
No, because you're sitting there and be like, wow, tomatoes are 50 cents at the store. I spent $800 on this tomato.
Yes, sir.
Blood, sweat, tears, and other stuff. And I don't really think that this is worth it.
Oh, man, it's made my day.
But to you gardeners, good for you. I'm going to support you.
100%.
I'm going to go to your farmer's markets. I'm going to buy your stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good deal because then I don't have to do it. And then you have the leftover cucumbers. I can buy two.
Yeah.
And I don't have to deal with 87.
I love it. And I love driving in the country. There's a place, actually, I know. You drive by. This, I guess it's a guy. He's just got a table up there with all of his produce and a bucket that says, just leave me some money.
Just take, I don't care. Like, at this point, it's like loose change. Here's an old watch. I'll take it. Whatever.
One time I drove by Brian, he had like, I don't know how many tomatoes out there, watermelon and stuff. I was really wanting to, and then he had like, this old John boat out there. He was selling for $50. And I was like, you know, like, where else can you go?
I tell you what, sometimes when I'm gardening, I'm thinking about boating. It's
while I'm here, I'm going to pick up this
I'm
going to
pick up a boat. Yeah.
It's $50.
Explain that to your wife. You went out to buy some tomatoes and came back with a boat. Hey, this farmer's market had everything.
It's just fun to talk to Brian Croft with SIU's Touch of Nature. Now, not only do you learn stuff at SIU's Touch of Nature, like gardening and what makes, you know, trees grow and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
We also do some fun things like bike races and things like that. What's going on out there?
Yeah,
dude?
So a lot of people know about, it's been about 4 or 5 years now, but we installed sort of our multi-use trail system. And we have about 12 miles of trail out there. And a lot of people think it's just for biking, but it's actually, it's for running. It can be for walking, you know, for those people that like to do that exercise thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so we actually have two races coming up. One is actually this Saturday, and it's the Catalyst Mountain Bike Race. You can still sign up.
Oh, nice.
And we're actually partnering with our friends not far from here. The Bike Surgeon folks, have taken it on. And so the Catalyst Race really featured, it's a mountain bike race, but it's a really fun, it kind of really jumps in it. We've got some great. Do you mountain bike, by the way? Have you?
I have one.
Okay.
It has since been taken over by the 15-year-old a long time ago. But I, you know, growing up as a kid, that was my mode of transportation.
Everybody thinks that with mountain biking, you know, you got to chug a Mountain Dew and hit some sweet jumps.
Right, but
and
you
I
don't.
At my age, if both of my wheels are in the air at the same time, it's a bad day. It's a bad day.
We need to know where we're going to land, okay?
So the cool thing about our trails, too, and I tell people this all the time, is that it's just like skiing. There's easy ones, and then there's black diamonds, right? Stay away from black. But so it's a very fun sport. So it's a really fun opportunity to get out and try. So check out the Catalyst Race this Saturday. And then, actually, coming up in September, we have our Rocky Ledges 5K and 10K. And so that's a more traditional trail run.
Okay.
It used to run right next to Little Grassy Lake. Now it runs next to Little Grassy field.
Sure.
Meadow, if you will.
Yeah.
But it really, there's a 5K and a 10K option, and it's always fun. My boss, the Vice Chancellor, Dr. Bergen, if you're listening, what's up? He always runs, and it's every year he starts the race, he runs the race, and then he fires me as soon as he crosses the finish line.
You're done.
So it's our little thing. Yeah. It's our tradition.
It's the way it goes.
So come and watch me get fired.
That'd be great. So I'm going to share all this on our Facebook page, and they actually have a Touch of Nature Trails Facebook page.
So follow our Facebook, our trails too, because we have volunteer days. So a lot of people love to get out and just get your hands dirty, build trails, fix trails. We also post too. A lot of people don't realize with mountain bikes specifically, trails are a lot of work, and they're a lot to maintain. And so we actually, when it rains, we ask people, like, hey, don't, because you can really mess up some of the trails with bikes. So if you go to a Touch of Nature Trails page, it usually says, hey, trails are open, trails are closed. Kind of gives you the deets on the trails.
And who knows, you may show up, they may have like an honor system for some of Brian Croft's cucumbers.
I tell you what, everybody who races is going to get a cucumber.
You get a cucumber.
I'll be the weird guy. You get a medal and you get a cucumber. And people are going, what kind of race is this? Don't worry about it.
It's a participation cucumber. Congrats.
We're going to have cucumber water there. We're going to have cucumber salsa.
We're going to
have all of it.
Hey, if you want to find out more, it'll be up on my blog, and you can go to ton.siu.edu. That's the official website. You're probably driving right now and you're not going to get it down, but just listen to this later on and you'll find it.
Yes.
Google it. All right. So it is awesome. Brian Croft with Touch of Nature at SIU. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks,
bro.
Buddy.
It's going to be a great day today.
Happy farming.
As your one local trusted partner for